Flemish composer portraits. Hendrik Tobie.
Antwerp, my town. People sometimes tell me that things are not like they used to be, but that doesn't bother me. According to the last census, 50,000 people live in Antwerp now. Not to be sneezed at, I reckon, but still only half of what it was 200 years ago, when we were one of the biggest commercial ports in Europe. But that's all long, long ago. Since 1585, the Scheldt has been sealed off, and the port is two times nothing. Now it's only riverboats that sail up and down the Scheldt, bringing us goods from all over. It's mostly Dutchies, Zeelanders from Flushing or Arnhemuiden, who bring their cargo on barges up the Scheldt to the port of Antwerp. To be fair, we have everything we need, but life has got a lot more expensive. Though, when you think about it, that's just how it is. And an Antwerpenaar who can't complain is an unhappy Antwerpenaar. To be honest, I have it pretty good here. And to top it off, my job allows me to marvel at my hometown from the best spot you can possibly think of. Right now, I'm standing high on the spire of the Cathedral of Our Lady. I'm gazing out over the town, and to help pass the time, I'm writing in my book. I call it My Town Trumpeter's Book. A couple of years ago, I started standing night watches as spire watchman, and I write down all sorts of things that pop into my mind. There's no plan of any kind, it's just a way of keeping myself busy and telling anyone who might read it a few things they might find interesting. Oh, do excuse me, I haven't introduced myself. My name is Jacobus Tobie. Since 1766, I've been the town trumpeter and spire watchman and a member of the Congregation of Thunder and Lightning. I've even been deacon of a congregation in the past. We're a small brotherhood with seven members, and we are involved in the day-to-day activities of the cathedral. There are four trumpeters, one percussionist, the caretaker, and the town clockmaker who looks after the clock in the spire. All seven of us know the building like the back of our hands, both inside and outside, and in my case, mostly out. When thunder and lightning is threatened, the watchman sounds the alarm by ringing the alarm bells to warn people that they should stay inside and keep their windows and doors firmly shut. We also ring the evening bell, and not unimportantly, we stay on the spire during the night to keep a watch on the weather and to sound the alarm should we notice a fire in the town. All the town trumpeters must stand night watches. That means at about 10 p.m, come hell or high water, one of us climbs up the endless winding stairs, 337 in all, to take our turn. And about 10:30, we ring the first night bell, and starting at 11 p.m, we walk around the spire. If everything seems to be peaceful and calm, we blow a few notes on the trumpet. After 2 o'clock in the morning, we can go home. The watch is over. The town pays four trumpeters, so each of us spends a night on the spire every four nights. If you work it out, you'll see that I, your humble servant, will stand 91 four-hour watches on the spire a year, which makes a total of 364 hours up the spire, staring down at the town, year in and year out. And I've got to be here. That's the job, or so it's been drummed into me. Ever since 1776, the town authorities have been much stricter. In the past, it would happen that we could swap our watches or we could send somebody else up the spire for a night because we were otherwise engaged. But then they got a lot stricter. One of our colleagues, Peters, let his wife stand his watch on Good Friday in 1776 because he was in the cafe. His missus started to feel cold up on the spire and decided to go home after midnight. Just as luck would have it, a fire broke out in the bakery on the horse market, the Pardon Mart. Poor old Peters got it in the neck. he was suspended and locked up for 8 days in the baker's tower. Since then, the tower's spire guards can only be replaced by other spire guards, and then only with the express permission of the outside burgomaster. I'll give you that there are good reasons for this. About half of Antwerp's houses are built mostly of wood, and all of them use wood in their roofs. If you think that nearly all houses rely on open hearths and stove-burning coals or peat for heat, and that, moreover, that everything is lit with candles or oil lamps, it's plain to see that a fire is never very far away. If we see a fire, we blow our trumpets as if our lives depended on it, first pointing towards the fire, and then in the four points of the compass. Contrary to what you might think, Antwerp had a proper fire brigade then. It was run by the fire chamber, which consisted of 6 fire masters, 26 well masters, and 1 boy. The job of the fire master is to check that all the buildings of the town are fully compliant with the fire regulations. The well masters are responsible for the firefighting equipment. There are 2 well masters for each district. When the alarm is sounded, they get out their equipment. It's kept in the loft in Butcher's Hall, the Flace House. It includes 3 fire hoses, 18 fire buckets, 5 wooden ladders, fire blankets, hooks, scaffolds, and wooden staging. Everything you might need to deal with a fire. We spire watchmen keep an eye on everything, and if the fire spreads, we sound the alarm again. We're able to put out most fires in good time. Generally, though, our evenings pass by without anything happening at all. And then our nights at the cathedral spire can be very cold and lonely. There is a little guardhouse where we can warm ourselves up a bit. We keep our things in it, like the lamp and our trumpets. Well, the trumpets really belong to the town. I only had to buy my own mouthpiece. In 1789, we were given a new urinal, and you can take my word for it that it doesn't stink like it used to here. I keep my town trumpeter's book in the guardhouse too. I started it in 1774, just as a pastime. I make notes and write down stories I hear, and sometimes I make drawings to go with them. I also write about my family and my talented brother Rick, because, to be honest, I'm not the best musician in the family. That's my younger brother, Ricky. I call him Ricky because he's quite small. He's an unbelievably good musician and well known in and around Antwerp because he pops everywhere people want a bit of music. And he writes music too. I asked him to write a few airs for my trumpet, and he did a really good job. Now, if you want to know more about what the musical scene in Antwerp was like in my time, I'll have to tell you a bit more about our Ricky.